Hallelujah. Easter morning. Thank you, music team. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. All right. It's all right. It's all right. Yes. Hallelujah. Easter morning. Yes. You know, we say that word so easily, but I wonder what comes in your mind when we say Easter. Yes. Easter. 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 You know, when I was a child, I was always excited when Easter season came. I guess for me and actually most other children in our country, Easter meant, and still do mean, what does it mean? New clothes? Easter baskets, right? Family gatherings? Lots of food. Amen. No wonder you like that word Easter. Amen. Because it means you're going to have a good old time that day. And you know what? I wouldn't take those things away from children or any of us for anything. There's nothing wrong with those things. Absolutely nothing wrong at all. But you know, Jesus wanted us to think a little bit differently when we think about Easter. There comes a season when we have to give these things what I call a lower priority. Like I said, it's okay to have the candy and the food and the family and all that good stuff, but we need to give it a lower priority. And I think the day has come where we need to give it that lower priority. I want to take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. See, there's a change for everything. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and 11 verse says this. It says, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. Hallelujah. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, when I became an adult, when I grew up, I put away childish things. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, listen, all right, I don't yearn for Easter bunnies anymore. I don't try to deprive anybody else from getting it, but I don't yearn for those things anymore. I don't. I do celebrate Easter. Hallelujah. Try to celebrate it more often than annually. Easter is a time to put away our focus on new clothes. Put away our focus on the Easter basket. Put away our focus on family gatherings and on food. Nothing wrong with those things. We just got to give it a lower priority. It's time for us to focus on the real reason that we celebrate Easter. The real reason. And you know, I'm talking to people that have probably read the Easter story several times, if not hundreds of times. But this morning I was thinking as I was preparing to come to church this morning, what Jesus' followers must have felt the day of and the day after his crucifixion. If you can imagine with me just for a moment, especially those of you that are part of this local assembly, you get this phone call on Saturday night or Sunday morning early in the morning saying your pastor has just been killed. He hasn't died, he's just been killed. And if you can imagine with just for a moment what that feels like, you're thrown, I mean, you in your mind you feel like that would never happen. But then it happened. And then you're sad. Folks want you to be joyous and jolly and ready to go to worship service the next day, but you're not. You're not because you've got all these mixed feelings inside of you. And one of the things you're wondering, if you're human, you're saying, okay, well, how is this group going to go on? But then come Wednesday, and you get this other phone call, your pastor has risen. Now you're a little bit scared of that. A little bit puzzled. But deep down inside, you don't care how it happened, you're just glad. Amen? You're just glad. And I would imagine that's how Jesus' followers felt. They didn't understand that because no one had... That had not happened to anybody in the past. that they had been dead for 3 days and then just all of a sudden come back. They were sad, but then they were happy. They was a little bit confused, didn't understand how that happened, but they were some glad campers. Believe me, they were. Hallelujah. And Jesus had even told them before he died, he said, listen, I'm going to die. He said, but nobody takes my life. I willingly give it up. They didn't understand that. So many of us today don't really understand that. That had he not given it up, hallelujah, we would still be in our sins. Hallelujah. The crucifixion was the price. The resurrection was the effect. He had to die. He had to pay that price. But the resurrection started everything for us, for you and I. If he stayed in that tomb, hallelujah, we would still be in a mess. We would still be in a mess. Because when he died and was resurrected, when one of the things that happened, he made way for us to come into him. Oh, I wish I understood that this morning. He made a way for us to come into him. We call that salvation and maybe a couple other names. But when you come into Christ, then you begin to live. You begin to live. And you surely couldn't live if you were burdened with sins and the results of sins in your life. So because he died, because he was resurrected, and he gave that opportunity to everybody that followed him to come into him, now you and I have been resurrected. And I want you to begin to look at that way. You've been resurrected from whoever you were before. Good or bad, you've been resurrected from that. Let me take you to the scripture. Let's look at the event of that resurrection. I'm going to take you to Luke chapter 24, and we're going to look at the first 8 verses right quick. And it says, now upon the first day of the week, now for us that's Sunday, very early in the morning they came into the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. Now, he had died, so they were going to go and prepare his body. And they found the stones rolled away from the sepulcher, and they entered in, and they found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, 2 men, angels, stood by in shining garments. Verse 5, and as they were afraid, that's the people that went into the tomb, and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, the angel said to them, he said, why are you seeking the living among the dead? Hallelujah. You know they didn't understand what that meant. No way. They said, he's not here, but is risen. Everybody say he's risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. Now, verse 8, or part of verse 8, is what I want to get to. It says, and they, talking about his disciples that came in there, the people that were following him, he says, and they remembered his words. I want to present to you that Easter really is about remembering. Remembering, that's a powerful word. We ought to celebrate Easter monthly, I think. It's about remembering, because you know and I know how we forget. We don't even think about it. We don't push it away, but we don't think about it. We don't think about the price he paid. We don't think about it until Easter comes. And if you haven't really been focusing on him, you really won't think about that. You'll think about the other good things we talked about a minute ago. You see, we celebrate Easter because it helps us to remember that our Lord and Savior has risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, has risen. How many people you know that have risen from the dead? I know one. I only know that one that came back after about 3 hours. But I don't know nobody else. Do you know somebody else? You know anybody that died for 3 days and came back? No other religion dares to claim a risen Savior. We got the only one. Hallelujah. So just like the town of Ahoski, come on now. Christ is the only one. You see that sign on the water tower? Ahoski, the only one. Christ in Ahoski. Hallelujah. Praise God. Paul said that's what our preaching of the gospel is all about. Him being risen. Because something happened when he came back. It didn't start before. It happened after he came back. You know, he provided a way for the Holy Ghost to come and be inside of us. He provided a way for us to be into him. And we need to remember that. And as we celebrate Easter, that's what it's all about. And that's why we need to tell our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren what it's all about. Because they don't have a clue. Believe me, they don't. Don't make them bad. It's just they just don't have a clue. This is what it's all about. We need to rehearse that as often as possible. I want to take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where Paul was reminding the people what it was all about. And in 1 Corinthians 15 and first 8 verses says this. It says, moreover, brethren, this is Paul, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. I wonder what would happen if we, listen, I wonder what would happen if we placed that all over our house. He is risen. He's risen. He's not dead. He is risen. Verse 3 says, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day. Hallelujah. According to the scriptures. God let you know way ahead of time what was going to happen. But did people believe that? I don't know. I doubt it. I know it would be hard for us to do. Come on. Come on. It'd be hard for us to do. Once again, I go back to that scenario where your pastor dies, get killed or whatever, and before he gets killed, he tells you 2 weeks before that, he says, look, I'm going to die, but I'm coming back 3 days later. I know what you say. I ain't going to be there then. But he had told him before that. Verse 5. And that he was seen of Cephas. Now, Paul is just reminding them. He said he died and he was seen of Cephas. Then he was seen of the 12. And after that, he was seen of about 500 people at once, of whom the greater part of them still are alive today. But some of them have died. Verse 7, after that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also. I saw him as one born out of due time. What was Paul saying? Paul said he died, but he came back, and we know he came back because all these people saw him. He came back. He came back. See, that was a glorious day. When he came back. And see, when he came back, they wanted to keep him. He said, no, you can't keep me here. He said, if I stay here, you're not going to be receiving what you need to receive. He said, well, I'm going on up, but when I go up, I'm going to send you something back. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. Amen? I'm going to send you back the Holy Spirit. And we ought to be rejoicing about that today, because now the Holy Spirit lives in us. We're not just good church, holy people. We're people with the power of God living inside of us. Amen. And the devil's working overtime every day to keep that power from manifesting itself in our environment. Right. Amen. Hallelujah. All it takes is for you to speak to one blind person and cause their eyes to open up. Let me tell you something. Everybody you know going to come to your house. We got a little way to go. It doesn't make us bad folks, but it's time to wake up to that. It's time for us to remember what that Easter was all about. It's time for us, hallelujah, to give praise to God. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, it's time. This morning, what I really wanted to do was just share 7 reasons why the resurrection is important to the world. Won't take me long, but just we got to know this thing. We got to get past religion. We got to become walking and talking, come on now, examples of Christ living through us. We got to become, listen, bold folks, confident folks, not in our own abilities, in our own flesh, but in Him, what He's done and what He's doing through us. We need to remember. That's what Easter is all about, remembering. Remember that resurrection day. Remember that, because that initiated everything for us. Everything. Everything. We have too many confessing Christians that are just churchgoers. Come on. God wants that power to be manifested through you. He wants that confidence to be manifested through you. He wants people to see that you are a new creature and the old you have been passed away. He wants that. He wants that. He wants that. Hallelujah. I don't know what will happen if you start believing. Listen to me. If you start believing that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Hallelujah. God's a good God all the time. Let me give you these reasons. Number one, it proves that Jesus is the Son of God. Talking about His resurrection. His resurrection actually proved that Jesus is the Son of God. I'm going to take you to John chapter 10, verse 17 and 18. He says, therefore does my Father love me. This is Jesus talking. Why? Because I laid down my life. Why? That I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. Now, what man you know got that kind of power? I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. And then in Romans chapter 1, verse 4, it says, and declared, he's talking about Christ now, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. How did he declare that? By the resurrection from the dead. We don't have a dead religion. We don't have a dead Lord. We have someone, come on, that's been risen. The second reason why the resurrection is important to the world is that it guarantees the value of His redemptive death. It guarantees the value. Say, okay, all right, so He died. Was that important? I don't know. Well, let me take you to a few scriptures, just a couple scriptures anyway. Romans 6 and 4 says, therefore, we are buried with Him, how? By baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. That's what salvation should be all about, becoming a new creature. And when we celebrate Easter, we're remembered, come on, not only what He did, but what we have become. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the things that the devil does is make us worry about money here on planet Earth. Come on. I tell you all the time, listen, we'll never be broke another day in our lives. Not because our dad is rich, but because we've been saved, because He's been resurrected. We need to understand that. Oh, if we ever understood that, ever understood it. We're so busy trying to be good people. Just be saved, folks. That's all. Just let the power of God operate through your life. A third reason why the resurrection has value to the world is that it verifies the truth of Scripture. See, the Scripture told us long before He came that Christ was coming, that He was going to die and going to be resurrected. Let me take you to a couple of scriptures. Now, I like to give you scriptures because it's the Word. The devil works hard to keep you away from the Scriptures. In Psalm 16:10, listen, prophecy. For you will not leave my soul in hell. This is being prophesied. Neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. This is being prophesied about Jesus. Hello. way before he was brought to planet Earth. And then in Acts chapter 2, verse 31, it says, he, seeing this, seeing what? Seeing all that death, burial, and crucifixion, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither in flesh did he see corruption. Hallelujah. So it verifies the truth in Scripture. All the way from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. The Scriptures are real. The Scriptures are truth. But it's the very thing that we don't want to give any time to. Give time to it. Give time to it. You can't just proclaim your words. You got to proclaim God's word. Hallelujah. Proclaim his words with the power that's inside of you. And then things will happen. Things will change. Amen. Hallelujah. We're trying to act like we're poor, scuffling folks. No, no, no. We're the kings of the earth. We're somebody. Amen. No matter what you're facing. Oh, come on now. No matter what you're facing, all you got to do is speak to that thing. I told you that before. You got an empty refrigerator? Speak to it. Be full. And go and eat your cornflakes or something. You know, it's going to get full. You don't know how it's going to get full. You have no idea. God may send a homeless person with 6 bags of groceries to fill your refrigerator because you spoke it. We need to understand who we are. The fourth thing. Hallelujah. Fourth reason. Hallelujah. That the resurrection is proof to the world. Hallelujah. Of value to the world. It's proof of future judgment of the wicked. Oh, yeah, it's coming. Now, this is for those of you that are here and not saved. You need to understand that the day is coming when you're going to be judged by God. Hallelujah. And if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ while you have breath in your body, when that judgment day comes, you're going to be judged to eternal hell. And that word eternal means there's no end to it. You know, the good news is that you can make a decision right now while you're breathing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You hear me laughing here. I'll be listening to God and I'll say, God, you know, that's crazy. Hallelujah. I know you think I'm crazy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what God said? God said, tell the people to say, I ain't going to hell. Everybody say that.
I ain't
going to hell. Now, I use that word ain't, but it's okay, all right? Let's say that again. I ain't going there. One more time.
I ain't going there.
Just trying to get more people to say it. Amen. Some folks still not sure whether they want to go or not. I guarantee you, listen to you, don't want to go. And the only time you can make a decision is while you're breathing. That's the only time. Hallelujah. Let me take you to Acts. Acts chapter 17. You know, God is something else. Amen. When God was speaking to me, I said, God, those folks know they don't want to go to hell. God said, just have them say it again anyway. See, when you say it, then it's on your mind. It's just on your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I asked one of my grandchildren this morning, I said, why you go to church? They ain't have a clue. They ain't had a clue. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 17, verse 30 to 31. In the times of this ignorance, God winked at, that's before Christ, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent. Why? Because he has appointed a day, that's that day of judgment I talked about, in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Jesus Christ, whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men, and that he raised, this is the assurance. This is the assurance that there's going to be a day of reckoning. In that he has raised Christ from the dead. This is God's proof that when he said that a day of reckoning is coming, it's coming. It's coming. He's going to judge all men by Christ. It's coming. That's why we need to remember, listen, what Easter is all about. We need to get excited about that. You know, it's very dangerous just to get caught up in the world way of doing things. Sometimes I think we don't want to be different. We want everybody to like us. Therefore, we got to be like them. How you doing? How you doing? You ever been around a bunch of drunks? Let me tell you, the only way you're going to get a bunch of drunks to like you is you become a drunk. You think I'm jiving. You go in the midst of a bunch of junks and say, well, let's turn to John chapter 3. Get out of here. I'm just telling you the truth. Amen? I'm just telling you the truth. The fifth reason why the resurrection is of value to the world is that it's the foundation for Christ's gift of the Holy Spirit and spiritual life to his people. If he hadn't been resurrected, you wouldn't have got that Holy Spirit. You wouldn't have got empowered. Oh, I just pray daily that God wakes us all up as to who we are. John chapter 20, verse 22 says this, and when he had said this, talking about Jesus, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive you the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's toward the end now. Hallelujah. And then in Romans 5 and 10, it says, if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. We need to remember what this Easter thing is all about. It's about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and why that's so important to you, to me, to the whole world. Our culture is getting darker and darker, and people want to forget God and all that Jesus has done. You know, they want to forget that, and they want you to forget that. Hallelujah. When they took prayer out of school, whoever they are, they were, when it got taken out of school, that was step one. We're going to make you forget about this God. Hallelujah. We're going to make you forget about it. And Easter is just one of those activities, one of those days of celebration that we remember. We remember what price that Jesus had. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You remember. Remember. Hallelujah. If I came up to you and I say, listen, this is what I'm going to do. Listen. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pay your rent. I'm going to pay your mortgage. I'm going to pay whatever you owe for the next 6 years. Come on. You'll be a happy camper. And you ain't going to forget me. You ain't going to forget me. Right? But the devil's working overtime for us to forget what Jesus did when he was resurrected. Oh, my God, my God. There was no way for us to get saved. We would have died in our sins. And if we died in our sins, we would have bust hell wide open. Amen. So if I was to pay your bills for 6 years, let me tell you something. You'd be telling everybody. You know that Pastor Dan, he's a good man. You know what he did for me? Why aren't we doing that with Christ? When Easter comes especially, why don't we do that? Why don't we tell folks? Why don't we tell somebody who don't know what Easter means to you and what's been done for you? Why not? Why not? Hallelujah. Romans 5 and 10 says, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by life. 1 Corinthians 15:45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, and the last Adam, talking about Christ, was made a quickening spirit. Hallelujah. So without that resurrection, you wouldn't have been empowered with that Holy Spirit. You wouldn't have had that supernatural life that some of us just try to ignore. You wouldn't have it. So why do we celebrate Easter? To remember. To remember. Number six, it says, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We celebrate that resurrection, listen, to assure believers of their future heavenly inheritance. To remind each other of what's coming for us in the future. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 says this. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope. How? By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He's put us in a uniquely great position for the future through the resurrection of his death. Verse 4, to an inheritance. Ah, this is the part I like. See, you not only was raised up, but you walked into an inheritance that you didn't know anything about. He says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that faded not away, reserved in heaven for you. Oh, my. We can't even imagine what's been reserved for us because of Jesus' resurrection. We ought to be happy campers. We got some good stuff going on. Amen? Hallelujah. Easter is about remembering his resurrection that started this whole thing for you and for me. Hallelujah. You can have all the rest of the stuff, but make that a lower priority. Make remembering Christ and what he did, hallelujah, by raising up. He said, I take my own life. He said, I give it up. He said, but I take it back again. Easter is about remembering, folks. It's about remembering. God is a good God all the time. And last but not least, hallelujah, his resurrection makes available the presence of Christ and his power over sin in our everyday experience. You got power over sin now. You got power. If not, you'd be doing all kinds of weird stuff. Weird stuff like you did before you got saved. You ain't going to tell nobody all that stuff you did. But it don't matter. Look at somebody and say, it don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter. It's like a woman, you know, just mistreated. Listen, mistreated badly by her husband. But then either he died or they got divorced and she gets married again. And folks want to bring up, you know what your ex-husband was like. You know, he used to do this and who used to do that. Listen, it don't matter. Are you with me? He's not my husband no more. It don't matter. It don't matter. We don't understand that. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. You are a new creature. Everything about you has become new. Let me take you to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. He says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. I've been crucified, listen, with Christ, but now I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And then in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 through 20, this is what it says. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, verse 20, which he wrought, which he produced, which he gave in Christ. When did he do that? When he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Easter is about remembering what Christ did for you and for me. Hallelujah. This is a time for us to celebrate. It's a time for us to be, hallelujah, to be rejoiceful. That same power that raised Jesus from the grave now lives in all believers. Hallelujah. You know, you want to know what Easter is all about? Come on in, baby. See, look around. So find my folks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got our Easter dress on. Hallelujah. God is a good God. All the time. Let me tell you what Easter is all about as we close. Listen to this. Easter about the game is on. That's what God was saying when Jesus was resurrected. The game is on. The game is on. I told you before, God has given authority to man, to human beings. So even though he has the power, he has to work through us. That's the way he set it up. So Easter is about the game is on. That's God declaring to the world, all right, now we're going to do this thing a different way. Now I'm going to empower my people. Hallelujah. Now my power is going to live through them. Easter is about the devil being defeated. Now, if he's defeating you, come on now. You need to step on up, step your game up, especially if you've been, if you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the devil's not supposed to be defeating you. Hallelujah. He's not supposed to be defeating you. He's not supposed to be defeating you. I'm not saying he's not going to attack you, but he's not supposed to be defeating you. He's not. He's just not. Easter is about the dispensation of the Gentiles. This is a period of time when you and I who are Gentiles, come on, get an opportunity to be empowered through salvation. But it's going to come to an end when the rapture gets here. When's the rapture coming? I don't know. Could be next Friday. I don't know. But we see all the signs now. Easter is about the Holy Spirit being sent to us. That's what Easter is all about. So we need to remember that. Easter is about being set free from the law of sin and death. You're not under that law anymore. Oh, man, somebody's eyes going to wake up. Easter is about becoming more than a conqueror. I wonder what would happen if everybody really got a revelation of what I'm saying here today and start allowing the power of God to move through them. You know, more than anything, we depend on people. We depend on human beings. If we want something, then we depend on some human being to take care of our needs. If we don't have enough wisdom, we depend on human beings to tell us how to move. I'm not saying that God won't use human beings. Listen, but our first priority needs to be, listen, is to hook up with God. That's what Easter is all about. Easter is about being more than a conqueror in your life. The world don't need to see us going around down and out and discouraged and defeated all the time. No. That should not be. Come on. That should not be. Look at somebody say, that should not be. Hallelujah. Listen, I don't know how to get this point across. If you can imagine, listen, a poor homeless boy that went around just eating out of people's trash cans. I mean, because he's going to survive, right? He's going to survive. So he ate where he could get some stuff. But then all of a sudden this billionaire comes along and he takes a liking to that little boy and says, I'm going to adopt you. And he adopts him. So this little boy gets adopted, goes into the billionaire's home, but then, listen, late in the afternoon, he sneaks out, and he goes into the garbage cans of the neighbors. You know something wrong with that boy. Listen, your daddy, your mama, they're billionaires. Why are you still doing the same thing you were doing? You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Why are you down and out and disgusted and defeated all the time? Why? Don't you understand that you're not who you used to be? Don't you understand now you're a king's kid? Easter says, remember that. Remember that. Hallelujah. Easter is about being set free. Everybody say set free. Easter is about being set free from strongholds, from sickness and poverty. Amen. That's what Easter is all about. I don't know why the devil attacked me this morning, but he attacked me, and I'm telling you, I couldn't walk three feet without almost falling down. And then I just had to get with God, and I had to start confessing that stuff and realize what was happening, I was being under attack. For what reason? I have no idea. But all of a sudden, I remember who I was. Come on now. I remember who my daddy is. I remember that. And the scripture just rose up and said, wait a minute, say what God said. God said, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. Hallelujah. And I had to defeat that enemy this morning. I'm telling you, I had to defeat that enemy this morning. I told Sadiva, I said, look, you go and preach the word. Come on, you just go and do that thing. Because I can't get out of this bed. I can't move. Every time I move, it looks like I'm going to fall down. Something's wrong here. But once I realized what was wrong, come on, and I took my position in life, what God wants you to do in every area of your life. Easter is about remembering who you are and what Jesus did for you. Let's not let Easter get lost through vain traditions. Let's continue to announce to the world that he lives, and he lives inside of me. Come on, give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for Easter. Hallelujah. Let's just praise. Is anybody here that have not